the Toy Toy was really something new. It was like a parade ground drill of infantry or foot soldiers, as though they were holding a weapon and marching and alternatively hopping and jumping on the spot, but with a beautiful rhythm, and lifting their hands up and down and almost marching on the floor with a tremendous drumming motion, but not in the way of, let's say, a Western army, brr, 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 but in a hop and a step and a hop and a step. And it certainly has origins in the war dancing of the past. And these fighters came back and they joined in with the people, and their influence was very strong. It was a very fertile ground for this in South Africa in the 80s, and people very quickly took it up and began to do this Toy Toy in the 80s in our mass demonstrations in the country. But in the camps, it was a wonderful way of keeping fit.
What it did in terms of, again, just what I was saying about the songs, gave these people an incredible amount of energy that you just, you know, thought, this is just superhuman. You know, it's just, it can't be possible for a human being to doi-doi for hours on end like this. And these were times when violence was ripping this country, you know, apart. And one could tell, especially in places like Natal, some of those violence-torn areas, that if it wasn't for the Toy Toy, those communities would have been very demoralized, would have just given in to the enemy. But the Toy Toy made them feel that, in fact, we are going to survive, and kept the spirit of no surrender going.
Freedom is in your hands. The way to freedom. Show us the way to freedom. In this land of our freedom.
Toy Toy originates from Zimbabwe, but that shout that accompanies it doesn't.
That would come from North Africa, according to Paolo Jordan.
Many of our early MK combatants were trained in countries like Algeria, in Egypt, even Morocco. And they have a call that they used to have, and they ho, 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 right? Every so many beats, you'd have the bark, ho, ho, ho. And there'd be slogans in between, you see. Now, that also then got incorporated into the South African Freedom Song, especially in the period after
79. I want
Oliver Tambo.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. Hi.
And this cry, this alleviating, it's a cry of the heart, a cry out of the heart of woman. And woman, relates Baleka and Betty, also had their songs.